Laboratories presents The Doctor Fight, starring Cary Grant,
in a thrilling true story of a doctor in World War II. The Doctor Fight, starring Cary Grant.
The eternal providence has appointed me to watch over the life and death of all thy creatures. May I always see in the patient a fellow creature in pain. Grant me strength and opportunity always.
This is the prayer of every doctor. It is ages old, and yet today it is as new as the heroism of tomorrow's battle. This is a doctor at war. Ladies and gentlemen, once again it is a privilege of Shenley Laboratories to bring to your home this program based on actual happenings and dedicated to the physicians of America who are giving so unstintingly of their strength and skill in this time of crisis. In the ever-continuing battle against disease, your welfare lies with these men and a constantly increasing list of weapons with which they fight. Among the most valuable of these aids that help in their fight today is penicillin, the drug which last year was available principally to the armed forces, but which today, thanks to concerted effort by American production facilities, is available for use wherever indicated in civilian medicine as well. Shenley Laboratories is proud to have played a part in helping to bring this drug from the status of a medical rarity to a standard item in every physician's arsenal. Tonight, Single on Luzon is the true story of Major Livingston Pope Knowles, Jr., whose courage and devotion to duty won for him the coveted Presidential Unit Citation. We will meet Major Knowles in person later in our program. And now, The Doctor Fight, starring Cary Grant.
Dunkirk. We had our Dunkirk, too. Our men huddled on the landing stages, watching Bataan fall to the Japs, watching the Jap shell fire hit the rock of Corregidor, watching the rock strike back. Bataan falling. Bataan fallen. Our flag came down, and the red sun of Japan rose over Bataan. We laid down our arms, believing in the strength of providence and in the honor of the enemy, and began the march of death.
Take it easy. There's a man here with a badly swollen foot. I'm a doctor. If you'd allow me to have a look at it, maybe I
should... Shut up! Now you... Shut up, huh? Now you march, huh?
All right, Light of Asia. I'll march. We'll all march. And someday we'll all march right back over your moldy, diseased bones. Someday we'll...
Shut up! March!
Attempt to escape to Corregidor. Are you a fool?
I'm a doctor. A lot of our men were sick and wounded. A number of us doctors remained to care for them. I realize that your own medical staff will be enormously overburdened with your own casualties. Therefore,
we have very few casualties. Very few.
I was thinking of the future.
I could be very severe with you. You know that?
By experience, I know that, yes.
Then be civil and reasonable.
May I ask what's going to be done about me and the rest of the men who survived the march from Bataan to Camp O'Donnell?
You will be moved to the military camp at Cabanatuan.
I hope adequate medical facilities are available for the treatment of American prisoners of war there.
At the Cabanatuan, you will be assigned to a labor detail.
What? A labor detail?
Please send in the next man as you go out.
But doctors are scarce. The men are wounded. There's gangrene, malaria, dysentery.
Please send in the next man as you go out.
Right.
Right.
Stop. Take left. Left.
Darn decent of Nepal. Take left. Dr. Bennett, take rest.
Oh, dirty, crawling, viperous, malignant, festering, louse-ridden son of...
Mother of heaven. Take it easy, Doctor. Relax. Easy does it.
Easy does it. You confounded Merriwell boy. We're doctors. Our men are sickening and dying. Their very flesh is falling from their bodies. The air of this slimy place reeks with human decay and death. Look at yourself. Feel the bones standing out all over you. A skeleton. And you lean your skeleton on your pick, and you simper like some...
Bennett.
Surgeons! Trained for delicate surgery. Our hands are a mass of calluses, and you say, take it easy.
Because I have interesting news for you.
Take it easy, he says. Idiot.
I am a favorite character in this stinking camp. The commanding officer likes me.
Well, that's likely.
In fact, the other day he was beheading a dozen Filipinos because a tire had been stolen from a truck. He asked me if I'd like to try my hand at a couple.
Contemptible, crawling, vicious, savage, unregenerate.
All right, all right. And all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can make a cobra dance if you play a flute.
Noel, if you've been polishing the boots of these vile, sake-soaked, blood-drenched...
Bennett! Well, you majored too much in adjectives when you were in college, whereas I specialized in facts and science. I was trying to tell you that the commanding officer here is under my medical care.
Poison the brute. What's wrong with him, I hope?
His Excellency suffers from an unmentionable affliction. In exchange for my professional services, he promised to get me out of here.
Free?
No, but to Santo Tomas prison camp. A better place than this is, Gunga Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And a place where we can practice some medicine and do the jobs for which our consciences appointed us, Bennett. We're doctors. And everything we can do to fulfill our responsibilities as such ought to be done.
Do I go with you?
Of course.
Oh.
Right now, I'm just concerned about what we can do for the sick and wounded. And that depends on what I can do for the commanding officer of this rat run.
All right. Work. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up! Stand up!
Santo Tomas was a slight improvement. They starved us to death more slowly. That took a lot of doing, and it was a long time doing. Bataan to Santo Tomas prison camp. There were enough doctors and nurses in the camp to make things, well, endurable. We practiced medicine, and I called the spirits of Louis Pasteur and of Lister to witness that we never lost a mother in childbirth, nor did we ever lose a child, except from undernourishment. But we made the best of things at Santo Tomas. Santo Tomas was a world apart, a world of Japanese taunts and reports, and of our own stupid hysterical rumor-mongering.
Hey, American doctor! Our brave fleet has bombarded San Francisco, and there is a terrible epidemic in the city. Now, what do you say?
I overheard two Jap sentries talking, and I'm sure they wouldn't stand around fooling each other. The Panama Canal is blockaded near Calibra, and four of our biggest battleships are just trapped there for the duration. That's what they say.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a long time since Pearl Harbor, and taking this and that and the other thing, the long time it's taking our troops to come back, and the confidence of these Japs, well, I don't know. After all, Pearl Harbor was an awful joke.
Yeah, and they say the Germans have a new plane that just flies figure eights around the best we've got over there. You know, I have a feeling that...
I'm very much afraid
that... Hey there, American doctor! No.
Just I meant. I went to school, Miss Jane.
We should certainly hope so.
Oh, why hasn't the sentry chased you inside? It's just past curfew.
I shrugged my shoulders.
Cigarette?
I don't mind.
I'm sorry. You misunderstand me. I'm asking for one.
Maybe I've got one.
From medieval times, no doubt?
Well, sure enough, here's a tired, burnt old fag. I'll split it with you, Captain.
Done, Lieutenant.
Got a dry match?
Got.
That's pretty one.
Mm-hmm. He's out of a special course. I took his Vanderbilt U. Yeah.
It's murder if a Jap sentry sees a lad. Thanks.
Keep your hand cupped over the going in.
All the lights were on. Perfume hung in the air. And the suave adagio couple danced like two spirals of smoke. Intertwined.
Writing a book?
Thinking of Zellers and Yolanda dancing in the rainbow room. Maybe I'll sit in here. When was it?
1775. Hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day in years.
Now tell me, how long since the time?
3 years, more or less.
More or less?
More.
3 years out of a woman's life. More. A lot.
It's a lot out of anyone's life.
More with a woman. This kind of 3 years. This place. Hungry all the time. Always. A dying for a smoke. Or I just die. By inches.
Millimeters. Slower. More exquisite and more scientific.
I ought to be married now and having my first baby.
I ought to be getting on my feet now in some nice medical building back home. Indiana limestone front and lots of dignity. Well, let's not gripe. Plenty of the folks are never going back.
And we are, I suppose. Dr. Knoll, when are we going to get out of here? I said when.
I heard you. Now, look, Miss Jane, the best thing is don't think about it. And when you do, just... pray like Galahad.
On an empty stomach?
No, on your knees and on a full heart. Oh, listen to the Japanese air power keeping a weather eye on us poor, demented nobodies. What can we do?
What's this?
Gunplay.
Why?
I don't know.
No, riddle me that. What happened? Practice?
Hardly. I only know that if a plane flies over a place and doesn't identify itself to the satisfaction of the fellows on the ground, they're shooting.
Well, why wouldn't the plane respond to such a request? Oh, no! No!
Probably nothing. It's a stray British or American plane lost in from God knows where.
An aircraft carrier?
You misunderstand me again, Miss Jane. I am not God. I'm just a small, humble, starving, frightened little man. A doctor with a finite mind. We're beginning to wonder. Infinitely.
American doctor, our Imperial Navy has again completely defeated your Navy in a great battle. Now, what do you think?
How many times can the American Navy be defeated? I'm beginning to like this.
No one dared think too much about the lost airplane. But then there were symptoms, portents, tokens of alarm in the behavior of our captors. And then, oh, unbelievably,
United States troops in the Philippines. United States troops closing in on Santo Tomas. Americans!
Oh,
Americans!
Never heard of 3.5 years! 3.5 years!
Miss James.
Bella's and Yolanda in the rainbow room. Wait till I powder my nose and I'll be right down, baby.
Miss James.
Yes, doctor.
I think Santa Tomas will be liberated by nightfall.
Oh, yes, doctor. Yes, indeed. Yes.
Miss James,
yes,
listen to me. Yes. Listen.
Yes, doctor. Yes.
Santa Tomas may be in American hands by nightfall. There'll be casualties. There'll be work for us. Now, let's all think just about that. Send Dr. Bennett and the others up here immediately. Round them up. We're going to see Americans, nice, fresh Americans, right off the boat.
No, doctor. Americans. From America. Americans. Oh, gee. Praise the Lord.
Stop that blubbering, James, and get out of here before you get me started. What can I say? That night, United States troops entered Santo Tomas prison camp. And some of us just stood with tears running down our cheeks and necks. And others just stood in our rags and bones and shook with emotion. Now, what can I say to make you feel just a little bit of what we felt? Nothing. We were free. What else is there except being free after everything? Four men carried our wounded into the basement of the main university building, where we had set up an emergency operating room, and there were some strange case histories assembled that night of liberation. All right, boys, put the litter down here and walk out gingerly. We're getting full up.
This one isn't bad at all, Dr. Noll.
Well, how do you feel, baby?
All hopped up with plasma and morphine, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Any pain at all?
Hardly any. I can take it. Hey, give me a morphine syrette.
Fixed you up, huh?
Yes, sir. No other syrette can make that statement.
Compound fracture of the femur.
All compound fractures and hemorrhages first.
Not here, too crowded.
Regular surgery is across the campus, but some Japs are holed up in the education building, shooting at everything that tries to get across.
We'll get across.
Not alive.
Naturally. But come on, let's not waste any more time. We'll take this boy for one. Miss James, we want a half a dozen nurses, several corpsmen, and two more of our most seriously wounded men, and we'll get underway. Now.
Why can't they root those Japs out of that building?
We've got a lease.
They've got 250 Americans in there with them. That's why. Dogs. 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 Dogs! I hate them. They are. We're trying to get badly wounded men to safety, and they cut loose with their contemptible little firing.
Their contemptible little firing will make you a good little hole in your head, so just lie low, Noel.
Oh, gee, am I hungry. You know something? The kids brought some food with them when they drove into town.
Food? Who said food?
Chocolate bars and mush and stuff like that.
Oh, Lord, save a little for me.
That wasn't even close.
They lost track of us. Let's get moving again. Pass it down. Easy.
Here we go again, people. Easy.
Moving up, ladies. Easy.
They've got us again. Let's get the devil out of here and fast. Break for it! You are until... Are we all here?
All present. Accounted for.
No new casualties.
All right. How long before you and your girls can get this surgery working?
2 hours.
Uh-uh.
1.5.
Sold. Do it.
Consider it done.
Wait a minute. We're not going to work with ether under those open burner Coleman lamps.
I'm afraid so, Doctor.
We'll be blown to kingdom come.
What's the difference? We're half dead now.
Yes, but will they let me practice medicine in kingdom come with a Tennessee license?
Let's go, everybody. Let's get set up here and get every bad surgical case in here, machine guns or no machine guns. And let's not lose a single man, huh?
Huzzah, Frank Merriwell, huzzah.
Dr. Frank Merriwell to you. Now let's go. Any more bad chest wounds coming up besides this one?
Don't know.
Well, let's have some retraction here, will you?
Got it?
You haven't got it. Rule retractor.
Take it easy, Noel.
We just have Richardson retractors. I'm sorry.
All right. Use them.
Well, all right.
No rule retractors.
Well, I'm sorry.
Take it easy, Noel.
Quiet, please.
This isn't Bellevue, you know.
File hemostat. Look at you, plane number one.
Right.
No, give it to Bennett. Can't you see I've got my hands full?
Sorry, I'm tired and I'm hungry.
Well, so am I. We all are. Well, I'm sorry.
Let's have it. You know, this wouldn't do at all in the movies, Noel.
How does this look to you, Bennett?
Looks fine, Dr. Noel.
Swell. Thanks. Who's next?
You are. You've got to eat something.
Nonsense, I'm not hungry. Eat what?
Mush. Thick mush, not like the Jets fed us.
Well, no time for that. Where's Bennett again? Get Bennett and we'll, tell you what, you get that mush and feed it to me while I'm working.
Good enough. I'll shovel it into you with a wooden tongue depressor.
What time is it now?
Oh, I don't know. Morning.
Who's next?
Badly shattered right tibia and fibula.
Uh-huh. Can we save the leg?
Dr. Bennett thinks so.
We'll save it. Lots of shock, huh?
Deep shock.
We'll save it for the kid. Plasma given already?
2 units of plasma and 1 of whole blood.
Wonderful. How's the ether holding on?
Plenty.
All right. Hey, just keep that hot mush away from those Coleman lamps.
You mean the ether?
Well, that's what I said.
The mush? No.
Oh. Where's the boy with the bad leg? We'll save it. By heaven, we'll save it. That's what we've been rotting here for 3 years for. By heaven, we'll save it.
All right.
Hot mush. Really hot and thick?
Yes, Doctor.
God knows, Miss James, the spirit is certainly willing, but if you don't mind, I'm really terribly hungry for some hot, thick mush. And that was Liberation Night at Santo Tomas in the Philippines. And any moment, that ether might catch fire from the Coleman lamps and fling its terrible blue scarf of flame across the room. Might blast us all into Kingdom Come, where they might not recognize earthly medical licenses and we'd be out of work. And we want to work. We want to keep on working until the last bone is knit. The last shuddering, shattering pain gone. The last wound healed. The last dreadful memory of conflict and of horror rooted from the minds of the men who fought our war. I'm home now.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I walked into one of those immense food markets in New York, just looking.
Yes, sir, Colonel. Major, can I help you with something?
No, thanks. I'm just looking at all this beautiful food.
Huh?
The food. All this food.
Well, oh, I mean, yeah, sure. What else?
Look, tell me something. Exactly what is mush? It's wonderful, but what is it? Ladies and gentlemen, from New Orleans, we now present the man whose story we have just told, Major Livingston Pope Noel, Jr. Dr. Noel will be interviewed by John Kent.
Thank you, Cary Grant. Well, Dr. Noel, that soft, bland diet of mush was no joke when you were actually living through the experience we have just heard, was it?
It wasn't funny a bit. The Japs had us so hungry that a lot of us were overcome just by the sight of the steamed fruit pudding some of the Americans broke out that first night. I remember one of the nurses actually fed me a chocolate bar while I was performing an operation.
Tell me, how did you get your medical supplies? Did the Japs let you have enough to get along on?
They did not. In the entire 3 years we were there, they allowed only 2 shiploads of Red Cross supplies to come through. Needless to say, we used them very sparingly and operated only when we had to.
I suppose the mortality rate among the patients was rather high.
No, as a matter of actual record, we didn't lose a single surgical case during my year's stay in Santa Tomas. Our greatest problem, aside from malnutrition, which was always with us, was epidemics. There was one period there when we had 500 cases of measles, along with a lot of whooping cough and chicken pox at the same time. I don't think, Mr. Kent, that I did all this by myself. I'd like to pay special tribute at this time to Dr. Ted Stevenson, Major Sam Bloom, Dr. Henry Waters, Dr. Beulah Allen, Dr. Dora Chambers, and Dr. Floyd Smith, and all of our Army nurses.
You had a regular ward and an isolation unit for contagious diseases, of course.
We had things set up as well as we could, but the hospital ward was always so full of malnutrition cases we couldn't use it for much else. The night the Americans came in, we had almost 100 casualties. We had no place to put them after they'd received treatment. The women internees in the main prison building gave up their own beds in the middle of the night so the boys would have a place to rest. These women were wonderful. When we were running low on bandages, they tore up what little extra linen they had and brought down their few hot water bottles and any other little comforts for the casualties. And remember, those women were just as hungry and tired as the rest of us.
Well, now that you've had a few months of 3 square meals a day, what are your plans, Major?
I want to get right back there just as fast as they'll send me. If people only knew it, that fight out there in the Pacific is only getting well started, and I want to get back in it until it's finished.
Thank you, Major Noel, with sincerest gratitude from Shenley Laboratories.
This is Cary Grant in Hollywood, adding my humble thanks to you, Dr. Noel.
The Doctor Fights is a program dedicated to the 180,000 doctors of our country, 60,000 of whom are with the armed forces, 120,000 of whom are maintaining the health of all of us at home. It is presented by Shenley Laboratories, makers of penicillin Shenley, with this reminder. The continuing Shenley research program, which enabled us to be of aid in the expansion of penicillin production facilities, is even now at work on the development of other products of value to mankind. The Shenley organization will continue this policy of constant experimentation and development in the sure knowledge that such a course will play its part in an abundant peacetime economy. Next week, over these same stations, at the same time, Shenley Laboratories will again present The Doctor Fights, starring the brilliant young motion picture actor Robert Cummings in a thrilling true story, Picnic at McBurney's Point. Tonight's Doctor Fights was written by Milton Geiger, with music by Leith Stevens, and was produced and directed by D. Engelbach. This is the CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.